As we all know, we're battling something we've not battled before. And intercessor lifted it up to her father for help. I want to say that everyone must do their part to help stop the COVID-19 virus. Everyone must take responsibility. If you must leave your home to go to an essential business, be responsible to yourself and others. I ask that you take care of necessary business for your family and return home. We want to protect everyone, and we can only do that if each of us understand how easily this virus can be spread. We have workers that must be out in the public to protect your safety. Do not expose them unnecessarily. Please, everyone step up and do their part. Thank you.
Presentation of delinquent tax books and collector's annual year-end settlement per chapter 139.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have printed out new printouts if you don't have them. Do you need them?
I
don't know if you would want me to close. I come before you to present the annual year-end settlement for the collectors according to RSMO 139-160, 139-190, and 52-361. First, I would like to submit the collector's delinquent list, which is known as the back tax book. RSMO 52-361 charges the collector of first-class counties to prepare and keep a back tax book. This book lists all the delinquent real and personal property levied and assessed, which remain unpaid. I have provided the commission copies of the totals pages for both personal property and real estate and have emailed the delinquent books for your review. The collector's office works with the county commission, assessor, and clerk's offices throughout the year to correct any erroneous assessments throughout the abatement process. All documents have been submitted to the county clerk along with a copy of the collector's annual settlement. And if the commission is satisfied with the delinquent book and the settlement report, they may direct the county clerk to certify the totals and keep in her office as clerk of the county commission. She will file our Form 1313 with the Director of Revenue, and the collector will be allowed credit on the annual settlement by RSMO 140.080, 139.160, and 52.361. I did not make copies of the totals pages for you and hand them to you. I'm sorry.
My only question, I'd just like for you to announce what the total of the delinquent personal delinquent real is.
Okay. Personal property is from 2016 through 2019, $1,119,520.58. My real estate is from 2011 through 2019,
$19,161,637.02. As the collector stated, the delinquent book is going out and going through the year, and the assessor, if there's any errors found, the customers come forth, the assessor takes care of them through writing an abatement, and they go through the commission and they're approved and the books are adjusted at that time. So that said, I have no question.
I don't have any.
I move that we approve to have the totals of the delinquent books entered into record so the collector can be charged with those to continue collecting.
Thank you.
The county clerk.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I've also provided a copy of the collector's annual settlement formatted according to the Department of Revenue and the State Auditor's Office. That's the three-page report there. Page one is an overview of all charges, credits, and distributions. Please note that all taxes collected have been distributed. Total collections was $63,468,825.52. They increased by almost $2.2 million from the previous year. Our total charge for the year ending February 2020 increased by $1.9 million. We ended our year with over $20.2 million in delinquencies to collect. That is an increase of $2 million in delinquencies. 85% of real estate delinquencies are the CIDs, which is the Community Improvement District. Delinquent CIDs are from 2011 through 2019 for an amount of over $16.2 million. Page 2 shows all data for current taxes. The left side of the page lists the amount the collector is charged to collect, and the right sides on the page list the collections, the delinquents, and the amounts that have been abated off. Page 3 lists the totals of the back taxes that we were charged with from the delinquent tax books from last year, plus any add-ons. At the bottom of the third page, you will see some of the services that the collector's office accounts for. There was an increase of over $18,000 on collections of late assessment fees. There's only a slight increase of like $768 in merchants, liquor, and auctioneers over the previous year. The delinquent interest monies are paid to the entities we collect by prorating the amounts. The retirement fund, tax maintenance fund, and penalty line all relate back to the delinquencies, interest, and penalty. If the commission is satisfied, I would ask that the collector settlement be entered into record for the clerk of the commission to certify and the amounts to the director of revenue according to RSMO 139-190.
The CID amount that you said was delinquent,
mm-hmm.
is that's just the CID tax only, not the total bill, right?
The CIDs, yes. I just added all the CIDs from 2011 through 2019.
And that money doesn't go to the entities?
No, back to the CID district, to the bondholders. Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that you can do about that?
I have asked and asked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems to only be collected when a property is sold, and maybe the new owner will go ahead and pay, or they pay at closing.
Mm-hmm. With that said, I move that the collector's annual settlement be accepted and entered into record so that the clerk can send a copy of it to the Department of Revenue.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you intend to go straight to the, to what you did from the joint proclamation? Did you not intend to, I saw it was skipped over.
We did that Friday.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you, Ben's, it's on the agenda. I didn't know if you wanted to
address it.
Yeah.
We, on back up the agenda, the joint resolution and proclamation of emergency was done on Friday. We had a commission meeting on Friday at 2:00 and approved a joint resolution and proclamation of emergency. We'll find our...
The attorney and the entities was in on the call, and the entities were urging it so that all the entities, Mike can read, many of the entities joined in on it due to the fear of continued growth of the COVID-19, and so the proclamation was entered in on that day so that they could go ahead and all the entities could go ahead and publish it on their site and so forth.
Yeah, we voted and approved the, it says, now therefore be it hereby resolved by the Taney County Commission of Taney County, Missouri as followed. Section 1, this resolution and proclamation of emergency is made pursuant to Section 49-650 of the revised Missouri statutes and enacted as described herein. Section 2, the exercise of certain powers granted to the Taney County Commission in Section 49-650 RSMO appears reasonable necessary due to the local state of emergency, and Taney County Commission strongly encourages and recommends to the citizens and businesses of Taney County the guidelines described in Exhibit A, which are attached hereto and incorporated herein by reference. Section 3, pursuant to their respective statutory authority, the City of Branson, the City of Forsyth, the City of Hollister, the City of Rockaway Beach, the Village of Merriam Woods, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, Taney County Office of Emergency Management, and the Taney County Health Department join Taney County in strongly encouraging and recommending to the respective citizens and businesses the guidelines described in Exhibit A. Section 4, this resolution and proclamation of emergency is effective at 12:01 a.m. on March 27th and shall continue for a period of 30 days unless renewed or withdrawn. And we did that on Friday.
Would you explain the difference between the resolution and an order? Because I know it went out to some of the news media put out that it was an order.
Got several calls on that.
Yeah.
Our resolution is, as it says, we are highly recommending folks follow the guidelines that was put out. I believe that was nationally and through our governor to follow those recommendations.
We strongly suggest that the people stay at home. That's the only way that it's been said that you're going to kill this virus, is everyone's got to do their part. And if they not an order at this time, a strong recommendation asking everyone to step up and do their part, stay at home, protect themselves, their loved ones, you, and only go out for essential items, which there's a list of them in the resolution, and this is on the website. The state has the list, and if you know the good, the essential businesses, and at that time, protect the 6-foot rule, and if you see someone sneeze, cough, they should have a, cover their face. It's recommended like carry a Kleenex or something to cough into. And then if you happen to be in the grocery store and there is someone that does, then turn away. Go. It was also said in the resolution that to go out for essential items. So if you go into a business like Walmart's, only get your essential items and go home. Not to be doing, and I know there's some that's not following that. All we can just strongly say is that's the only way that you're going to kill the virus is what we're told.
Yeah, the resolution's on our website along with Exhibit A that explains the emergency guidelines to follow, defining the non-essential and essential businesses, and again, the strongly recommended individuals only leave their homes for the essential activities, and to strongly urge them to stay in residence, to stay there and as necessary.
There's people that have necessary jobs that are out there that to keep things open so that the citizens can be served. And you don't want to recklessly cause them to pick up a virus while they're out there trying to serve and protect you. In Walmart's, there's some employees there. They've told me that they don't want to work, but they have to if they want their job. So they're at risk. You're putting them at risk if you go in there with a fever or a sore throat or chest pains. We've all got to step up and protect ourselves and each other to stop the virus.
All right. We'll move on down the agenda.